say our executive producer there is dressed either as somebody from jail...
Or someone from France.
Or somebody from Captain Pugwash.
Do you think he could be French if he had some onions around his neck?
Yeah.
He could be, couldn't he?
Mm.
That's, of course, if French people actually looked like the stereotype of them, Dave, that exists only in your head and 1970s postcards.
I've still got your beret, Dave.
Yeah, I need that back.
Would he be cycling down the street saying, ho-hee, ho-hee, ho?
I think the ho-hee, ho-hee, ho is rude. But,
right.
But
everything else is fine.
But you do. You see French men in France on bicycles,
what, with
wearing
garlic,
traditional clothes.
With garlic around their neck.
Yeah.
Right. When was the last time you actually saw with your own eyes?
But you do.
That
I mean,
image.
The thing is that people laugh, but a lot of the stereotypes around the world are very true. When you're in France, you see people walking back from the patisserie with a French stick over their arm. And that's what they eat in France. French bread.
They would have been to the boulangerie.
That's what I mean. What's a patisserie then?
That's like cake shop.
Oh, wait, you know, same thing.
Okay, describe German people to me.
German people are organised.
I knew you were going to say organised.
Organised.
Organised. And no, they're lovely, the German people, because we spent a month in Germany, didn't we? And they're very, very nice people. They're very clever people, sophisticated people. Mm. You know, what's not to like?
All right. Let's go with, if I said to you, somebody from Amsterdam,
yeah.
What image would that conjure
Amsterdam,
up?
Amsterdam, probably bicycle again.
Bicycle, yeah.
Clubs.
Yeah. Not so much clubs.
Laid back?
Laid back.
A little bit carefree, perhaps.
Relaxed and laissez-faire in their attitude, as they say in Amsterdam.
Okay, how about an Australian? If I say to you an Australian, what image do you think
again,
of?
Shorts, relaxed, flip-flops, probably.
Right.
Thongs, they call them.
Anything on their head?
Tight shorts. If they're in the outback, probably a hat to protect them from the sun and also from the flies.
What kind of a hat? Baseball cap?
Possibly with corks.
With corks?
Yeah. A baseball cap with corks. Wow.
No, a hat. You know, like a Bush Tucker Man hat.
Wow. And these are actually what... If I go to these countries and places, I will see these people.
Not everybody looks like that.
Right.
But
most people.
But people mustn't think that these...
You can't move in France for the amount of blokes in stripy jumpers with garlic around their neck and a big kind of, like, you know, winners thing.
It's not everywhere, but people mustn't think that these images don't exist.
Sure.
Okay, Ireland.
They do.
Talk to me about Ireland.
Ireland.
Is there a lot of old blokes sitting outside a pub drinking Guinness while a horse walks down the road?
You do get old men drinking Guinness in pubs,
right.
And I've seen horses in Ireland as well. But they're lovely people, the Irish.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful country. Again, what's not to like?
Scotland, you'd have...
Scotland,
go on, Dave, go for it.
Nice people. Beautiful, beautiful scenery.
Is it people walking around in tartan with ginger hair, drunk, shouting, "See you, Jimmy," is it?
No, you see, and that's one of those stereotypes which I think is unfair.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and wrong. Lovely.
But the French man with the beret and the onions is fine.
No, you do see these people, Rachel.
I dread to even ask you about the Welsh.
The Welsh are lovely people. Beautiful scenery.
So your tour of the world.
Mountains.
Right.
Rivers. They're very passionate people, like to sing.
They like to sing.
Yeah.
So the Welsh people just walk around singing.
I tell you what, you know, but this is interesting because me and my dad...
I'd like to hail myself a taxi.
But, you know, there are these stereotypes which exist and many people think that they're unfair. But I remember once with my dad missing the ferry from Fishguard to Ross Lair, and we had a night in Fishguard, which is in Wales, obviously, as you know.
Hmm.
And we went to the pub and we all had a few drinks. And then at about 10 o'clock, this whole male Welsh voice choir came in and started singing, all in kind of red tops.
Right.
And it was, you know, how you thought it might
but
be.
But I don't, I think yeah. that's, they I were, think that, it's not like that in every pub.
But they were singing
o'clock.
Land of My Fathers and all that kind of stuff.
Essex Girls, somebody's texting. What about Essex Girls?
Essex Girls, carefree.
Beautiful scenery.
No, it's beautiful counties, Essex. And they're nice people, they're friendly, warm people.
How friendly are these Essex Girls?
Friendly people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, willing to help.
All right.
You need to get your own travel show.
But, I don't think that these images are necessarily harmful.
No, not
That's
at all.
That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
You know, we should see the good in all.
Anybody else that we can offend?
I don't think I've offended anybody.
Lots of people.
Yeah, that's it. Let's leave it there.
The Belgians are a bit strange, though.
Right. All of them strange. or generally strange.
It's a bit of a funny place, isn't it?
I like the Belgian.
It's neither France nor Germany.
They speak Walloon.
Yeah.
Flemish and Walloon.
I used to live in Luxembourg.
Yeah, that's an odd place. Yeah.
They speak Luxembourgish. I don't know if that's the official name for it, but that's what they called it when I lived there.
I've driven through Luxembourg.
Doesn't take long.
No, I've never seen so many big cars in all my life.
999 square miles.
Mm.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a Grand Duchy.
It's a Grand Duchy?
That's right.
Wow.
It's not a city, it's not a town, it's not a... It's country. Well, it is a country, but it's actually a Grand Duchy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What does that mean?
No idea.
Oh. That's geography dealt with, anyway.
Yeah. All right, people have been texted in. I want you to sum up very quickly. If I say that where they're from, you have to tell me the image in your head, not lovely people, nice scenery. I want you to go for the image, okay?
You're on your own, Dave.
All right,
bye.
But straight away, Dave, okay? Americans.
Loud.
What do they look like? Say it.
Large.
Right. So fat.
No, not fat.
Right.
Large, big
people.
Doesn't
matter. Cornish people.
Cornish people, relaxed.
What else?
Friendly.
Give me an image of what they look like.
Shorts and fishing rods.
How do they speak?
Colloquially.
Can we stop this now?
Hang on. Scousers.
Scousers are kind.
And what do they look like, Dave? Give me the image.
Scousers look relaxed.
What are they wearing?
They're wearing jeans and T-shirts.
Right. And what are they doing?
They're working.
What's their job?
All sorts of different jobs.
I think we should stop.
They're working hard. This, you know, you can't sum up a whole, you know, group of people in one word. It's wrong. People are multifaceted.
You did. Relaxed.
Well, I was put on the spot, Rachel.
So there you go. Working hard in all numerous jobs.
Yeah.
With beautiful scenery.
Yeah. Well, I think you sorted it all out there, Dave. Well done. The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1. You say goodbye and I say hello. Right, 7:25. Hello to Adam Reed in Cornwall. The show helps me through the boring journey from Cornwall to Plymouth. He's going to work at the moment. Andrew Quinn in Belfast, he works selling support, is a selling support manager.
I think that should be a sales support manager.
Oh, I don't really know, do I? I can't read it. Anyway, good morning to you, Adam. Stephen Thomas is in sale. He's having breakfast at the moment, he's just switched on. And Raina Bowles from Toronto, Canada, works for an educational supply company in Newmarket in Ontario. She's driving to work listening on Sirius satellite radio through America and Canada. And they all switch on at 7:25, so hello to you. You say goodbye, and I say hello. You notice I missed out?
Yeah. Why did you miss out Ian and Cax Zimmias?
Because I couldn't say that.
Cax Zimmias?
Yeah, they're in Birmingham.
Yeah.
They're flatmates.
We call her Cax. Or him Cax. You say goodbye, and
I say hello. They're in Birmingham, Dave. What image does that conjure up?
Curries.
Brilliant.
Invented the chicken...
Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Chicken tikka?
I don't know.
Do they all look like Rachel?
I'm not from Birmingham.
No, but they sound like you, don't they? Because we all sound the same.
Nice people, the Brummies.
They are.
Mm. And finally, somebody from Yorkshire, Dave. What do they look like?
Yorkshire, flat cap, whippets. Yeah. Nice people, though. Yeah. Organised.
Yeah. Beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
Friendly, warm.
Yeah. Currently trying to take the radio out of a Ford Escort. Anyway, go to the website and fill out the form if you want to be on Hello, Goodbye Tomorrow. It's a feature hated by ChrisMoyles.net, apparently. Well, what a surprise. It's a feature on the Chris Moyles Show.